things are getting very exciting now because Rob Mills is in the studio.
Morning, guys.
Morning, indeed.
Welcome. Yes, so in case you hadn't heard of Rob Mills, where are you? Where have you been?
Yeah.
Music industry legend, actor, TV host, Aussie heartthrob. What else could you want?
Jesus, this is good. I'm blushing.
He actually is.
Yeah, exactly. But that's the thing, though. You've done pretty much everything. I mean, you started on stage for many years, you know, Wicked, Hairspray, Jesus Christ Superstar, performed at Carol's by Candlelight. I could, you know, list the whole resume.
Thank you.
I won't embarrass you too much, though, right?
No, finish at 9 o'clock today.
Come on, Ari. He's on the schedule.
But one of the main reasons why you're in here today, we get to see you now in the pop musical And Juliet, which is playing in Sydney. How's that going?
It is the best thing I've ever done. Like, honestly, my career sort of spans over, like, 20 years now. I mean, take away the video store, as I was talking about before off air, and singing in pubs. This is probably the best thing I've ever been a part of. It's a jukebox musical where the songs actually make sense with the story. They actually progress the storyline. And songs of Britney Spears, NSYNC, Backstreet Boys, Celine Dion, Justin Timberlake, Demi Lovato, Katy Perry, like the list goes on. Mm-hmm. Max Martin has written all these songs. He's the modern day Shakespeare.
Right.
And they're all in this one show written by a guy called David West Reed. David West Reed, you'd know, he was one of the writers on Schitt's Creek.
So, if you
love Schitt's Creek, you're going to love this show because Schitt's Creek is all about love and joy and self-deprecating humour.
Yeah.
There's plenty of that.
So there are so many jokes throughout the whole thing. It's like watching a comedy with songs. And
this is exciting.
Yeah, one of the things I think I love about it, it's a play within the play because I play William Shakespeare as if we are rewriting the ending of Romeo and Juliet. Well, my wife, who played very brilliantly by Amy La Palma, plays Anne Hathaway in the show, and she says, the ending of the show, William, is shit. Like, and I'm like, is it? And everyone looks around and goes, yeah, it's pretty bad. It's pretty bleak. Maybe we can make a bit more of a happy ending to the show. So
yes.
She takes the quill off me and then we start rewriting the play in front of the audience, basically.
Great concept.
It's so good.
Yeah, it's hilarious. It's just a brilliant concept. And as I said, these songs kind of make sense in the show. Like everything from Britney Spears' Hit Me Baby One More Time to Everybody Backstreet's Back. William Shakespeare writes himself into a boy band so he can live out his boy band fantasy, which is also my fantasy, being in a boy band as well. So it's typecast, definitely typecast.
Well, you've been doing the rounds. You've been in Perth and in Melbourne as well. What have the reception been like in those cities leading into Sydney?
Mate, huge. So we opened in Melbourne last year. We did 6 months and then we had a little break. We went to Singapore and then to Perth. And as I said, I've never been a part of a show that has so much hype and buzz around it after a show. Usually like, oh, we saw a show. It's great. That was a very lovely musical. Yeah. This is like people are like, oh, my God, this changed my life. I'm coming back. Like,
that is the reaction you want.
Yeah. After every show, I said to
dream scenario
to our producer the other day, I go, we need to do some more Vox Pops. Like, just I want to go out and meet the audience straight after the show. And I think after doing a show for a long time, even for our performers, like it's good. It's a good reminder for us as actors on stage. Because we're doing 8 shows a week.
Yeah.
Just the effect that it has on the punters and on the people that come and see the show. My mate, I went for a walk with him the other day, and he's like, that 3 hours escapism from the kids and just me and my wife having a date night. He goes, I really needed that. I didn't realize how much I needed just that escapism and just that pure joy and fun.
Salt.
Like
phones down.
Exactly. It is. It's the moment you everyone puts their phones down. I was talking to a friend of mine about this the other day. It's like that good art allows you to feel the things you didn't know you needed to feel. And not only can you do that in a theatre, you get to feel it en masse with everyone else.
Exactly.
So that the collective feeling or the collective sigh or the collective laugh. It's the energy that you get to feel in the theatre. It's the only place still that, you know, we're hearing about music festivals getting shut down across the country.
Yeah.
It's the only place now where you can still go and experience something with other people.
As a collective.
Yeah, at a pretty reasonable price compared to like a Taylor Swift, you know, ticket. Like, it's a pretty, you know.
Value.
Times
are tough, guys.
Times are tough, yeah. Come see the show and experience not only great songs and a pop rock concert setting, but a great story of love and joy. joy and second chances, I suppose, yeah.
And a great concept as well.
Well, down the M1 you go, if you want to see this.
Quickly.
In Sydney.
Mm. Might be able to school holidays coming up.
Yeah. Buy your tickets like yesterday.
And you might meet Rob. Apparently he's out there getting Vox Pops.
Mate, one of my favourite things in Melbourne, we have great sport, and I feel like you guys are very similar here in Newcastle. You love your theatre, and you also you love your live and arts and entertainment, but you also love your sport. Mm. Go down to the nights, you know, on the weekend, down in Sydney when they play a game, and then just take in a show as well.
There you go.
That's what I'm saying. Make it a full weekend. Don't just go for the day. Go for the night.
Sorted.
You know, like.
I love that.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for coming in. Everyone, buy your tickets ASAP, and let's keep, great theatre going in this country. We appreciate it. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks, guys.